Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. We're talking NFL Draft. I'm your show host, Bo Marchanti. As always, we appreciate you stopping by as we bring you the next generation of future NFL Draft prospects. And we have the standout Mac tight end from Toledo, Alex Zomelek. Alex, we appreciate you sharing some time with you. Obviously, the Toledo program under Matt Campbell, we know we moved off to Iowa State, but you guys accomplished so much. I think you guys opened a lot of eyes, and you were part of probably one of the top teams at the school. But when you reflect on your collegiate career, did it go by in a blink of an eye? And how proud of you, you know, of all the things you guys accomplished as a team?
Yeah. I mean, I was there 4 years, and you know, it's crazy to think that, you know, it's over. I feel like I just got there, but, you know, I'm really proud of what we did. I think we're the second most winningest senior class in the history of the school. So we were able to, you know, get there and do good things. And, you know, the coaches obviously did a good job leading us, but, you know, we were able to perform and, you know, it has been a blessing.
I think it has been. I mean, I think when you look back, you'll probably even look at even fonder memories, but obviously, you have the NFL on the backside of your mind right now, or probably on the front and backside of your mind. For you, I mean, you arrive, and, you know, I was kind of just glancing at your bio. I mean, from, you know, defensive player of the year coming out of high school. So, I mean, how, you know, when you get recruited, are you recruited as a tight end? Kind of how do you make that transition from being a defensive standout and kind of migrating over to the offensive side?
Yeah, well, I, you know, I had an offer to Central Michigan to play defensive end. You know, I had some interest playing defense. You know, I always just liked offense. I liked, you know, catching the ball, scoring touchdowns, and that's kind of where my heart was at. And, you know, I played receiver too. So, you know, that's kind of when I got to Toledo, that's what they recruited me as a tight end. And so that's something that I liked about them. And, you know, I think it's worked out for me and I enjoy it.
Nice. And obviously, one of the top 100 basketball kids coming out of the state of Michigan. So I think it's fair to say, and not that you're boasting about yourself, but you're a hell of an athlete. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm all right. You know, decent athlete.
Nice. Humble, I think. But, you know, so, I mean, coming out, you have all these options. Obviously, the skill set's there. I mean, growing up, you said you played receiver. I mean, you've been playing Pop Warner, Pee Wee, and if you were you that kid kind of scoring a touchdown if the ball was in your hand?
Honestly, when I was younger, I think I started in fifth grade. You know, I was like a chunky kid, so I was always playing like offensive guard, tackle, you know, somewhere along those lines. But when I got to eighth grade, I think I played tight end, and then I lost, you know, a bunch of weight, got tall, and played receiver the rest of the way out in high school. So, you know, I didn't always do it, but, you know, I've always wanted to. You know, I was always a kid who was trying to get a handoff or something when I was younger. So,
excellent stuff. Once again, Alex Zomelek, the standout tight end from Toledo, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. Folks out there listening, know if you miss any of this show in its entirety, you'd like to download it or listen to it at your leisure, you can check it out at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we'll be featuring this draft bio breakdown at collegetopro.com. For you, I mean, you arrived there, you kind of, I think they use you a lot to block. I mean, I scout the Northeast region, so I'm up at the MAC game at the glass ball. I've had binoculars on you plenty of times. But, I mean, for you, I mean, just talk about the role and what they asked of you to do with, you know, at Toledo.
Yeah, you know, my first 2-3 years there, I kind of did a little more of receiver. And the tight end position at Toledo, we do a lot of different stuff. We line up outside, in the backfield, in the slot, attached. There's a bunch of different things that we do. But kind of, you know, towards the – especially this year, you know, we lost a fullback, a guy that we had kind of like a solid guy with the block for us. So I kind of took over more of that role this year and was able to, you know, work on that in the off season and being able to fall into that and you know, develop that skill set. And I think that'll, you know, that'll aid me in the future in the NFL. And, you know, I enjoyed it. It's fun. It's not, you know, all the glory, but, you know, it's, you know, you're doing something good for the team and you're paving the way. So I like it.
Definitely. And for you, I mean, what do you think scouts are going to love about you? I mean, if you're in the film room with a few of them right now, you guys are watching you on tape. I mean, what are those qualities, what are those traits to the position that you think are going to pop off the film that they're going to fall in love with?
You know, I think, you know, one thing I believe I do good is I finish blocks. I like to try to put people on the ground. That's what I'm trying to do every play. But I think something about me that you won't get to see a lot on film is I believe that I'm actually really good at you know, catching the ball and playing receiver. I think I got good hands and can run routes, and something that, you know, I wasn't quite utilized as much at Toledo, but something that I think I can show scouts at a pro day or a tryout that, you know, I'm capable of doing.
I probably one position more than any is the tight end position. You either get labeled as a blocking tight end or a pass catching tight end. But I mean, I think you explained it yourself. I mean, you know, if the offensive system wants you to kind of stay in line and block and do those sorts of things, you're not going to obviously, you know, be throwing the ball, you know, 10, 11 times a game and vice versa.
Yeah.
I mean, Jason Morrow, I mean, you know, he came out and people questioned him because he caught too many passes. So it's almost a, you know, it's a double-edged sword of success and debate of what you could do well. But obviously, I for me personally, just seeing you be able to play a couple times, I think I see an athletic kid. I think you're fluid. I think you got some, you know, a little suddenness in your steps, if you will. I don't think you're choppy. I don't think you're a thick guy. I think you're an athletic kid. Have you talked with them? I mean, I shouldn't say you've talked. I mean, but I mean, usually these guys aren't allowed to talk to you. But you've had any interaction, or have you heard anything from scouts regarding what they think of you?
I haven't had any interaction personally. I know, you know, there's been some teams that have called, you know, people from Toledo or my agent and contacted that way. But, you know, I haven't personally talked to anybody.
No. Nice. Well, I mean, what's that like getting that news? I mean, there's no NFL team that's ever going to call and ask about me. So what's it like when you get the word or, you know, the rumor that kind of in your ear that, hey, you know, team A called was asking about? I'm just sure that has to put a little pep in your step.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of surreal. You know, you grow up watching the NFL and, you know, kid from a smaller town, you know, never really thought that it was, you know, an option. And then you kind of go through the process of college and it starts to become more realistic. You have friends that do it and it slowly becomes a reality and you, you know, it just kind of hits you really fast and you don't really got time to process it, you know.
Yeah, and you kind of, you hit on another question I would, you know, usually ask the guys. When does it sink in? I mean, for you, I mean, you arrive there, I'm sure you're hoping for the best, but you don't know where your career is going to take you. But I mean, how do you kind of start getting the idea that an opportunity to play professional, you know, lies there at the end of your collegiate career?
I think it really started to sink in when you see people that you played with being successful. You know, I had a friend, Jaron Elliott, plays for the Packers, played against him all the time in practice, blocked him, did all that and competed with him. And then he went to the Packers and was successful. And, you know, seeing guys that you played with do that, it kind of reassures your ability and your talent and reminds you that it's not this far off thing that you're not able to do. It's something that's realistic and something that you have the ability to compete.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Alex Zabalek, kind enough to join us here on the C2P NFL draft quickly approaching. We'll be down at the scouting combine next week, bringing you the latest from Indianapolis. As always, it's another step, a milestone for these young men as they make this journey towards that next level. For you, I mean, are you training at school? Have you graduated already? Or, I mean, are you training somewhere else at, one of the special facilities?
Yeah, well, I'm taking two online classes right now, finishing up my degree. I'm up in Kalamazoo, Michigan, training at Gorham Performance. Really good place, a little smaller, but great, you know, workouts here. And so I've been enjoying it. It's been fun, but yep, I'll be graduating in May, and I'm looking forward to that.
Awesome. What's your height, weight right now compared? And have you changed a lot from what you played at, I should say, in terms of weight?
I finished the season about 6'5", 260 is what I finished the season at.
Okay.
I've lost a little bit of weight. I'm trying to get a little slimmer for pro day to run a little faster. I'm about 250 right now.
All right. Nice,
yeah.
Nice. You looking in the mirror a little bit more, seeing some definition after training all this time?
Yeah, that's what you're trying to get a little more tone, a little more quicker, faster. So that's the goal right now. So it's been working.
Nice. When's pro day roll around for you?
March 14th.
March 14th, man. And it's another stepping stone.
Yes, sir.
What do you think about it? I mean, does it make you nervous? Are you anxious? Do you just want to wake up every day and just go? Or do you know there's still some time to get better? I mean, how do you kind of take that challenge on?
You know, it's creeping up on us here. It's kind of, you know, in the beginning you see it as far off, but it's getting closer and closer. But, you know, I'm a little nervous, but, you know, I got a lot of peace in me and my faith peace. And, you know, vanilla, it's just a game and it's important and it's my future, but I got a lot of peace in it. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm sure there'll be some nerves the day of, but I'll be all right.
Hey, man, they always say Psalms 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord, he'll give you desires of your heart. So you get that peace of mind going for you, Alex.
Sure.
Before we let you go, we always like to throw a couple of lighthearted questions your way. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, now, if you had to earn a living doing one of these two things, are we more likely to see you up on stage as the lead singer of a boy band, or are we more inclined to see you as a male runway model styling some clothes?
I don't think I could cut it as a model. I'd probably pick the boy band singer, you know. That'd be fun.
Excellent. And then the final question, usually this is the question you guys enjoy answering the most out of all the ones I ask. Female celebrities, Alex, if you could take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who's going to join the Toledo standout tight end?
Well, I'd probably have to take my girlfriend out, Katie Piza. That's probably what I'm going to take out.
The smart answer. I always ask now, if she was on the show and I said celebrity male, is she going to pick you, or do you think she'd delve into and maybe answer somebody else's name?
She better pick me. So. I hope so.
Excellent stuff. Awesome stuff. Well, man, I always love having guys on that I've actually been able to see play. And I, like I said, great career. I got you in my notes plenty of times. And like I said, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and best of luck on the 14th, my man.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it, Bo.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Alex Zelmalak here on the C2P. And again, you know, I just told him before we, you know, separated the call here that, you know, this kid, I mean, and if you watch a lot of Toledo football, I mean, you know, they're a based running football team. I mean, you know, they ground and pound, and, you know, he was asked to do a lot of things inside, you know, and then I'm glad he touched base on the topic of that, you know, he had to play a lot of fullback this play, and that shows unselfishness and obviously another feather in the cap as he moves forward to this next level. Definitely a kid I'm excited about. Definitely a kid I think you guys should, you know, tuck away in your notes. A guy that you're going to see kind of rise and, you know, get himself and established in camp. And, you know, that's why we're here to share guys like this that you may not know about. These guys aren't going to be publicized on ESPN. But at the end of the day, this guy will probably be on that 53-man roster. And at the end of the day, that's the most important thing. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. Again, our standout tight end, Alex Zelmalak, kind enough to join us here on the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.